It's that time of the show where I welcome my very special guest into the studio. His name is Murray Jones. He is the breakfast host of 4CA. And I've got Murray on the show each week, just giving us a wrap down of the big news of the week, the big headline. We do a bit of a dissection on that topic. Now, Murray, there's no bigger topic that I've come across in general conversation all over the town over the last couple of weeks is how Cairns managed to escape an outbreak of COVID after that taxi driver tested positive. Now, we were only in lockdown for 3 days.
Yeah.
We're very happy that it only lasted 3 days, given what's going on in other parts of the country. But it just seemed very, very strange that we did not have a single case. We had thousands of tests. There were still tests waiting to come back by the time they lifted the lockdown. You've got a bit of intel on how Cairns managed to avoid the types of scenes that we're seeing down in Sydney.
Look, you know, I think we were all surprised, as you said, happy. I mean, when you had somebody supposedly a taxi driver, so out there in the public, dealing with members of the public, close proximity, in a closed-in environment, you know, I thought, wow, the incubation period, this is a bit scary. Is it about to explode? Is this the wrong move? I mean, I was about to go on holiday, so I was kind of happy but concerned in the background as well. And look, you know, we've had callers to the station just this week saying, you know, they know this taxi driver and they've suggested that he had one false positive and then negatives. But, you know, it seems the authorities are saying something different though.
Well, that was a very important point, and that's been the topic of discussion that I've had all over town, is was it a false positive? Was the lockdown, in fact, a mistake?
For no reason.
And it was too late for them to admit it and pull out of it.
And look, Dr. Stephen Donohue, he's actually with Queensland Health, I believe. He's a public health official, actually based in Townsville. But I picked up this information yesterday, and he said that both the reef pilot and the taxi driver were actually tested multiple times with different types of tests, different platforms, they said. And according to this information that I've got, evidently they came back positive every time. So it seems like these suspicions about a false positive don't actually have legs. But I mean, at the end of the day, it still doesn't quite explain as to why we came out of lockdown so quickly.
Well, the thing that we were talking about off air, Murray, was they lifted the lockdown at 4 p.m. on the Wednesday.
That sounds right, yeah.
So all the people who had the tests on the Tuesday afternoon or the Wednesday morning, tests were taking a lot longer to come back than normal because there were such record numbers being tested. And so all these outstanding tests that were yet to come back, I mean, how did they know that none of those would have come back positive? It just seemed...
Well, it seems like it's the degree of infectiousness. What they're talking about is what's called a viral load. And evidently both these people, the reef pilot who had been vaccinated and even the taxi driver who was unvaccinated but positive for COVID-19 and Delta variety, they had what was called a low viral load. So evidently that means that they were not particularly infectious. Now, what Dr. Donohue has said is what we know that even with Delta, the majority of people don't infect many others, but only a small proportion infect a lot of other people. So it is complicated, and I can understand why some people think that there's something else, there's some conspiracy going on, because it is so complex. But at the end of the day, it seems like with Delta, sure, it's super infectious, but not everyone that gets Delta ends up being super infectious.
And depends on what time, what period they're at of their infection.
That's
they
right.
could be at the end and, yeah.
What their personal hygiene
That's
is.
Right.
What the viral load is in their nose and their respiratory tract and all those type of things. I'm no doctor, but coming from what I believe is the best information, maybe there was... I mean, look, it's kind of fun to believe in conspiracies, but it seems at the end of the day, the truth, as confusing as it may be, is basically that they had good reason. Authorities did have good reasons because they understood about this low infection load, that it was a safe call, and hopefully, touch wood, it stays the case, that we remain dodging a bullet here.
I was about to say, so that's what it boils down to, is we literally got lucky for a range of factors.
Yep.
And we missed, we dodged the bullet. And I guess, unfortunately, it's situations like that 3-day lockdown and all this talk of rumours about was it a false positive. it just feeds into conspiracy theories.
Certainly does.
I think that's the unfortunate outcome.
You can also understand the other side of the coin for authorities is they want that time just to be able to get this information and work out where they're at. That 3 days, low viral loads, the situation, they obviously decided it was a fair call to end it. And hopefully they were right.
They were right. And looking at what's happening in Sydney, record numbers yet again this week. Very scary. We were obviously very fortunate and very grateful that it was only a 3-day lockdown with zero cases. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast, Monday to Friday. Thanks for your time, Murray.
Have a great weekend. Cheers.